Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com. This is Cover 2, presented by AAA. Scott Kegley and Taylor Price here at Candlestick Park. And every game's a big game, but this game, it just felt like a playoff game. It's a rivalry game. It keeps on getting better and better. And the 49ers came out on top this one thanks to a last-minute field goal by Phil Dawson. They win this one 19-17.
Scott, it was just an amazing day here for 49ers faithful. They were loud. They were proud throughout this game, the last day game at Candlestick Park. And Frank Gore really set it up with the knockout punch. It was a heavyweight fight and a 51-yard run. He talked about overextending Earl Thomas and cut it back up the field, and he was smart enough to get down and help the 49ers bleed the clock. Phil Dawson with the late field goal, and really a nice win for this offensive line. The playmakers, Frank just talked about it. It's a great opportunity when everyone on the offense can contribute in a win like this. Crabtree, Bolden, Vernon Davis with a touchdown. It was Frank Gore at the end, the stalwart of this offense, really making the nice run there to set it all up.
And Taylor, you just mentioned it. That's the AAA save of the game. AAA is going to be donating $5,000 to the San Mateo County Sheriff's Activities League, Taylor. And just an impressive performance by Gore. You start looking at the way they kind of stuck with the run. That was actually a play that was called earlier in the game. They checked out of it, got back to it. And, of course, Joe Staley, he was the one who made a kind of a key block on those plays. And, I mean, you got to like what you saw from him, just the tenacity to come back and play in this one.
Excellent point there. We were just listening to Greg Roman talking in the locker room, and it was a 3rd-and-7 bootleg that Kaepernick had there, and he sarcastically said, "Did that remind you of any play?" That was a 3rd-and-7 that Alex Smith famously ran here against the New Orleans Saints, and that Gore run as well. Those were fourth-quarter calls that he kept in his back pocket, and he used them at the right time. He noticed that Seattle was overloading on a certain personnel grouping, and what did he do? He burned him with those play calls, and a great effort by the offensive line putting against the Seattle defensive line. It's a physical front, and this offensive line moved them around, and we're excited going into these remaining games because we know we're probably going to see Seattle again, and this is a great confidence boost under the belt.
Yeah, and Coach Harbaugh was asked if he really enjoyed this rivalry. He said I wouldn't quite use the word enjoy it, but a game that's only for the tough, and the 49ers came out on top on this one. One last time from Candlestick Park, Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.